The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you. See? So really? Well, you know what? I love being around smart people. And to prove that you're smart, what are you listening to? You know what I'm saying? Always, always, always appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay. Let's just jump right in. What do you think? That's, at least that's what I call it. Because I'm loving this. Where'd you go? I hate computers. I love to hate computers, apparently. Liberals are demanding that Google refuse to cover. I mean, this is a big tent party, right? These are the guys that are open up to all kinds of communication. They want everybody to feel welcome except for us. Right? Come on. Am I wrong? The big tent group. And they're pushing Google not to cover the Republican convention. Now, despite the fact that Google, a multinational technology company, now specializes right in Internet-related services and products, it's announced it will serve as the official live stream provider during this year's Republican convention. Liberals popped major veins in their heads all week. That's right. Liberal groups and civil rights advocates have called on the technology giant to sever any connection to the event, which will be held July 18th through the 21st in Cleveland. Because we don't want anybody to see anything that they say. They know the networks won't carry it. Now, according to the article by Tony Rahm, senior technology reporter for the Politico website, the company's mere presence at the GOP convention is sure to spark new opposition from liberal groups and civil rights advocates due to Republican frontrunner Donald Trump. Nasty man. Nasty, nasty man. Now, Google has confirmed it will play a formal role in the 2016 Republican convention, despite pressure from critics who want the tech giant to withdraw. It's a protest of Trump's controversial remarks about women, immigrants, and minorities. The company representative told Politico on Thursday that it will be offering election trends, convention videos, virtual reality tools, and other data to attend. Virtual reality tools? What, make-believe like Trump's in the room? Google provided, well, virtual reality must be those glasses that they sell. Now, Google provided similar services at the Democratic and Republican conventions in 2012 and both parties' presidential debates earlier this year. Now, of course, Google hasn't taken a position on any of the candidates. But Rahm noted that liberal organizations have already been pushing the company and others like Microsoft and Xerox to pull out of the opposition because of Trump. The tech company's acknowledgement came the same day that a collection of activists, I guess it's called Color of Change, Free Press Action Fund and others, mounted a small protest outside the search of Giant's headquarters in Mountain View, California. Rahm was being generous by calling the protest small, since only about a dozen people turned out. That's not small. That's non-existent. I mean, am I wrong? That's non-existent. So they delivered a petition with 500,000 signatures on it. Signatures is spelled wrong in the article. And for me to catch that, that's bad. And they called for the company to withdraw from the event. Now, they're going to have millions and gazillions and millions of people watching this, streaming this. And they think they're going to win. And 500,000 signatures, yeah, whatever. In the grand scheme of things, not a whole bunch. In addition, the protesters sent a plane over the Google campus with a banner that read, "Dump Trump." And ran ads on Facebook with similar messages. We want Google to pull all their support for Trump-led Republican National Convention, said Mary Alice Krim, field director for the Free Press Action Fund. We're asking for that to be immediate. We do hope after today's petition delivery, the company will talk with us. On its website, the group claims that we fight to save the free and open Internet. We curb runaway media and consolidate, protect press freedom, and ensure diverse voices are represented in our media. Meanwhile, Color of Change states on its website that its goal is changing the color of democracy. Are they going to do the same thing with Democrats? I'm just asking. So if they're going to change the color of democracy and to strengthen Black America's political voice, why aren't they protesting Democrats? Because the Democrats aren't. Listen, Black America, Democrats aren't doing anything to help you. I've got many African Americans, Black Americans on the show, and they've all told you the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. They're not doing anything to help you. When you make people, you help people, you force people to become more dependent upon you. Not helping you. That's not doing anything to you. Now, Google declined to say if it has donated any funds or technology to the GOP at convention, along with the taking the role of official live stream provider. In 2012, the company made at least $350,000 in donations to the Republican convention that nominated Mitt Romney, according to the Federal Election Commission. Now, Google executive Eric Schmidt said that the company's CEO provided similar support to the Democrats that year. Trump's ascendancy into the years. You know, I do not get these companies that are so supportive of Democrats. The Democrats are the ones that keep passing regulations that cost them more and more and more money. I'm not saying that the Republicans let them get away with murder. That's not what I mean. But it's interesting that every little thing is a problem for them. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. You'll enjoy the rest of it. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I love blues. Are you? It's a fairy place. I don't know any other music that just... I enjoy it so much. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The loons on the left are at it again with Google. I mean, this is their people, right? I mean, Google, they've got a whole bunch of lefties on there at the top of the rung. They want them. I mean, again, we're right back to, if I don't like it when you're on their side, if you don't like it, you stop it, right? If you don't like it, if you don't like what it, this is, these are the second The second tier, the second swipe of the what are those people, the 80s kids, right? The ones that if they don't like it, they want trigger rooms, trigger warnings. They want safe rooms, that kind of stuff. And now they're screaming again. We don't want to hear what the Republicans have to say. Well, don't watch the show. Don't go to Google. Don't go to the Google section that is streaming the show live. I mean, are they petrified that somebody's going to get informed? Are they petrified that somebody might get some truth that they'll know what to do with? I don't get it. Now, Google executive Eric Schmidt said that the company did provide these kind of services to Democrats in years gone by. Now, large companies, including Google, have typically they've established a presence at these political conventions. Well, it's for marketing. I mean, it was like Google, Yahoo, Microsoft. They all do this kind of stuff. And they do it. Yeah, I know. I wasn't falling on the camera. I was looking at something that would look like it would stuck to the camera. Anyway. But you see the big names all over the place. Again, Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, YouTube. I see YouTube every place, but it's owned by Google, so it's pretty much the same company. Fearing a backlash, however, some companies are reevaluating their plans. Bunch of cowards. Right? The Coca-Cola, which has been targeted by Color of Change and others, have already said it will donate far less to the GOP convention this year than it had in 2012. Again, I say, why? What are you, a bunch of cowards? Trump's history of inflammatory statements threatens tech companies, in particular given the industry's progressive home base in Silicon Valley. Its efforts to promote diversity in its workforce have been noted. In the past, tech giants have buckled to some liberal pressure campaigns. Rahm stated, Google, for example, quit the American Legislative Exchange Council in 2014 after intense criticism from progressive groups. They didn't like what they had to say. Groups took their action because ALEC is a conservative organization that had drafted model legislation designed to undermine climate regulation. Ooh, you mean the phony climate regulation. And Google got slammed for backing climate change deniers. Fear. You know, the Bible says the fear waxes people feeble, makes them idiots, can't do anything, they're useless. On NBC's Today program Thursday morning, Matt Lauer and Savannah Guthrie, asked, do you even care that 70% of the women have a negative view of him? Of course I care, Trump replied. Nobody respects women more than I do. You know, why are people having a hard time with this? How much respect you got for women when you're looking at, you know, porn? Right? When you're watching some of the stuff going on the internet with women? I mean, that's okay though, right? Because you're paying for it and you're going to it. And it has no negative effect on women. When you're watching women and all that, what is it, 8-inch heels and next to no clothing? Right, that's all okay. That's not degrading women at all, is it? And most of the women that work for Trump, work with Trump, they don't have a problem with this. They don't have a problem with the way he is. You want to send me a link? Again, I'm not defending the man. Don't get me wrong here. But I don't like, you know, if you're going to beat me at something, if you're going to beat somebody at something, do it fair and square. Don't be cheating. If you're cheating, I'm not interested in what you're doing. Not at all. Anyway, let me get back to that. Yeah, because I could get off for an hour on this one. Now, as Newsbusters previously reported, this isn't the first time Trump has taken it. Where did that come from? Yeah, see, that's what happens when I switch pages and I'm not paying attention. So anyway, it's real simple how easily these people, when they put pressure on these groups, how quickly the... But why don't we do it as conservatives? Why don't we consistently do it? I don't understand that. Yeah, I wonder if conservatives demanded that Google refuse to cover the July 25th, 28th Democratic Party. What do you think people would say about it? What do you think the Dems would say about it? Right? I'm curious. What would we be called? I don't know. I guess demophobic? Seriously. How long would it take for the screams of intolerance and bigotry to finally die down? That's the hypocrisy of the left. They really don't see that what they're doing is exactly what they're trying to keep us from. Like, in other words, they don't see when they're screaming that we're trying to shut down their free speech when they're rioting. They don't see that they're doing the same thing. They're trying to shut down the free speech of Trump and others. The other thing, too, I thought was funny today. Somebody sent me an email on it. That ABC, NBC, Evening News, actually the mainstream media, they totally ignored the Baltimore riots anniversary. Some of you know that was today. 1 year later, nothing. No update on what's going on. I don't know if CVS has been rebuilt. Not that I care. But then you'd have to bring that all up again. Then you'd have to show exactly what went down. I mean, God forbid we do that. But again, it just shows you where they're coming from. I keep telling you, conservatives, you're allowing them to frame the conversation, frame the argument, to frame the use of the words. Do not let them do it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And do be involved in the conversation. I don't care whether you send me an email or you hop up on the website or you're involved in the chat room. It doesn't matter to me. Just get involved. That's all I care about. Anyway, before the break, we were talking about how ABC, NBC, and the evening news shows have totally ignored the Baltimore riots. Because then they'd have to show you the burning CVS, the looting of the stores. Because all of that brought back, what was his name, Freddie Gray. That helped his family tremendously, didn't it? So what helped his family tremendously was the $6 million that the local city council there gave his family for wrongful death before he even went to trial. Okay? I mean, think about it. That mayor should be prosecuted in and of herself for what she did. But we'll never get that. Never. Because I won't say because it's a black community, but because it's black run. All the council members are black. The AG is black. Or the district attorney, DA is black. And they're all Democrats. Seriously, just amazing. And here's another one that I think you'll get a kick out of. Because a Republican could never get away with this. Not for 30 seconds. Hillary got pretty colorful in the speech she recently gave for her. In an interview that she gave. I know Hillary and colorful shouldn't go together, right? In this picture, she looks a little bit like a communist. Got a grayish blue suit on. One piece. Looks like somebody cut it out of a curtain. Can you say that? Yeah. Now, Hillary Clinton is always the first person in the room to play the race card, right? Or play the woman card. Play whatever she's got to play. And she made it very clear that she views people first and foremost by what race they are. If you disagree with her, you are a racist. However, during an interview with Jake Tapper, she made a questionable comment that Native Americans typically aren't too fond of. It also raises some questions about the serial infidelity of her husband. Listen to her. Let me see. I wonder if I can I pull this up. Let's hear what she had to say, for real.
He has lately taken to calling you, I believe, corrupt Hillary, and he's had some rather personal and pointed tweets. Have you learned anything from watching the way that Republicans dealt with him in the primaries that will inform how you will deal with such an unconventional candidate?
Well, you know, remember, I have a lot of experience dealing with men who sometimes get off the reservation and the way they behave and how they speak.
A lot of experience dealing with men who get off the reservation. What does she got? Multiple boyfriends? Multiple husbands? I don't know what she means.
I'm not going to deal with their temper tantrums or their...
I like, though, it's here's that.
And the way they behave and how they speak. I'm not going to deal with their temper tantrums or... I have a lot of experience dealing with men who sometimes get off the reservation and the way they behave and how...
Off the reservation. Come on, think of that. Right? Native Americans love that term, don't they? But she can get away with it. Why? Because she's Hillary Clinton. See, the old white woman... Can, yeah, go ahead. Good. She said off the reservation. I'm going to say it. The old white woman can get away with it, right? Because y'all love her. She's on your side of the team. So, again, if a Republican said that, how long would they call for an apology? How long would it be? I don't know, 6.5 seconds? Now, some people noticed it quickly. Now, CNN Politics received a note, what does off the reservation mean? Am I missing something? Another comment, hey, how racist was that? How could you not call her out on slandering Native Americans? Now, should someone saying using the term off the reservation be off limits? I mean, what does it refer back to? Now, my understanding is it refers back to the 19th century when white traders would swap firewater for Indian goods. And they'd have to do it off the reservation. I can handle men who go off the reservation. Does Clinton know what the phrase off the reservation means and how racist it is? Not only was the remark extremely insensitive considering the fact that it's been long considered a derogatory dig at Native Americans, I wasn't aware, but it raised some questions about her ability to control men in the past. Oh, please. She hadn't been able to control Bill since a week after they got married, probably. One woman says her own husband wandered off the reservation many times. She didn't handle that very well, now did she? So, but at least now we know she can handle men to go off the reservation. I was unsure of that before. And she's a lousy campaigner, isn't she? And this stuff trips her up that easily. She's a lousy campaigner. And maybe she should run against Trump. Maybe that'll really trip her up, really freak her out enough to where she won't be able to get anything to roll off her tongue and lips properly. Right? Wouldn't that be great? I think it'd be great. All right, here's a story that's on a website that, you know, I contribute to, Sons of Liberty Media. And our friend... Bradley Dean runs this site. And I get the biggest kick out of it because, you know, seriously, he's pretty black and white about stuff. You guys think I'm black and white? No, he is black and white on things and issues. Now, a gun store owner in Virginia has had it with people attempting to put pressure on him to close. So the owner of what has been dubbed as the closest gun shop in Washington, D.C., has filed a civil suit against 64 individuals. I love it. He's filed a suit against 64 individuals claiming that they conspired to put him out of business. Now, the Arlington-based, I think it's called the Nova Armory, held its grand opening in a strip mall in North Pershing Drive last month, doing what other have failed to do in the recent months by becoming the only licensed gun dealer with a storefront in the city. However, they got more than just a cold shoulder from locals, including six state lawmakers who penned a letter to Nova's landlord on official letterhead urging her to cancel the lease of the store 3 weeks before it was set to open. Bunch of cowards. It says, when do you write a letter on official letterhead with a personal opinion? In a letter, the group cited concerns that the store could be a magnet for robbery, that it could help create, well, 7-Elevens are a magnet for robbery. Go look at your local stats. And that it could help create a black market in the area to sell firearms. Yes, of course. Or drugs. Because that doesn't happen in Chicago, does it? Right? The logic. I got that intro. Cocaine, right? You got to be doing cocaine to believe some of this stuff. So the gun store is going to attract illegal gun and drug activity. Because it hasn't happened in Chicago, where they have no gun stores. Wow. One of those behind the letter, local Democrat delegate Mark Levine, took to social media to blast the store. Are you ready to pay for all the funerals of all the people that your guns murder? Yeah, that's the way you do it. The gun store manufacturer has to pay for it. Because most people are being killed with legal guns, yes. And provide reimbursements for all wrongful deaths you cause. If not, then please, we beg you, leave Arlington. Levine posted before advocating for a boycott of the entire strip and protest the store. Now, 64, actions such as this promoted broad store security owner of Nova Armory to name 64 individuals in a conspiracy, including Levine and other lawmakers, in a civil suit filed April 18th in Richmond City Circuit Court, contending that the defendants communicated among themselves to cripple the business. That's illegal. They conspired to put somebody out of business. According to the complaint, the defendants used social media to communicate and to post messages to each other and to the public of a defamatory nature intending to smear plaintiff and destroy his business. Love it. No, I don't know if they would have destroyed it. I love the fact that he's pushing back. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. I want to stop with me.
Mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Today,
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You tiny-brained wipers of other people's buttons!
Thanks so much for joining me. Joining me. I so much appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. There's so much going on. So much is going to distract us. And you want to stay up on what's going on, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. You can read stuff by our wonderful writers
up there.
And let them know what you think about it. Also, I want your email address so I can send you an email once a week to let you know what we're doing. Just once a week. Seriously. Ain't too much. Can't stand it? You can always unsubscribe. It ain't that hard. Really, seriously. If you can't handle unsubscribing, I don't know. Maybe you shouldn't even own a computer. It's kind of where I'm at. We were talking about the... I was just there. What happened to it? This is why I hate this. All right, so the gun store owner who is suing about five dozen people, and it's not a class action lawsuit. He's named them all. Most of them legislators who have tried to put him out of business. Stupid. For stupid reasons. They think having a gun store in the area will bring a rise in crime and drug traffic. Because that's what gun stores do, just like they do in Chicago. Now, the suit seeks more than $2 million in damages and expenses related to the conspiracy. The lawmakers are cited in the lawsuit. The claim is that they abused their authority by attempting to interfere between the property owner and the store, which is not good. That's considered malfeasance in office, which is a common law crime. Now, Daniel Hawes is the attorney for the store. This has absolutely nothing to do with their legislative abilities, but they sent it on official Commonwealth of Virginia letterhead. That's illegal. In the state of Virginia, or the Commonwealth of Virginia, that's illegal. Now, while gun-grabbing communists are attacking the gun store owner, pro-gun owners have started an online petition, which has since been removed. See, that's what I mean. The left has control of the internet. Who took it down? Who do you think took it down? Levine is clearly an anti-constitutionalist as he picks and chooses what he wants in the Constitution. While he attacks the Second Amendment and the rights of people to keep and bear arms, which would also include purchase. He can't keep and bear them if you can't buy them. He believes the lawsuit's frivolous because he has an absolute right on the First Amendment. He can say whatever he wants to. Wow. See, this is what I'm talking about, how they twist these things to only work for them. The problem for Levine is that he may represent the people, but he may not misrepresent the law. And in this case, the law is opposed to him. And it's a common problem for elected officials is they believe they can enter office and do whatever they want to do. They have all the rights that the more rights than the average person has. I mean, excuse me. They don't. We know they don't. They know they don't, actually. They're believing that nobody's going to call them on the carpet for it. They're believing that nobody's going to call them out on it. Which in some cases is, you know, strike one, two, and three. And again, I'm going to preach to you a little bit here. You've allowed this to happen. I'm serious. You know, I know we've all got jobs. We're all working. We've all got other things going on. But if you would just sow into your young people, right? Your nephews, your nieces, your sons, your daughters, your friends' kids. Let them know the truth behind the history, what's going on for real. Right? You've got to teach them history because it's not being taught in school properly, and it's obviously not being taught by the parents of the hard left. They're trying to hide all these things. The Drake University students, you hear about this one? Now, the Drake University Student Senate voted overwhelmingly last week against recognizing a new conservative student group after several senators objected to the organization's political views. Not its views on women. Not its views on immigration, necessarily. Its political views. According to the minutes from the Senate April 21st meeting, opponents gave several reasons for rejecting the application to establish a Turning Point USA chapter on campus. They claim its mission is too specific to arguing that Drake's already has other conservative clubs, but expressed particular concern about the group's views on social issues. Senator Kevin Kane, for instance, said that he could not justify approving the TPUSA because of its hateful record, claiming that some of its tweets directly related to social issues. Senator Lindley Sanders also took issue with the group's social media activity, saying she does not support some things concerning social issues on their Facebook page. Wow. She denied that her opposition was based on TPUSA being conservative. In general, however, saying she was merely worried that the organization may be against specific groups which could perceive or be perceived as condescending. God, yeah. So let me see how this works. You don't agree with us. You're not liberal enough. You have values that don't line up with ours. However, this is a college campus. Aren't we supposed to have a flow of free thought? I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm just asking a question here. Sheena Regional Director for the National Organization have a meeting scheduled with university officials this week. They're going to discuss their grievances over the vote, saying that the way some members of the Senate have promoted their political views have made them a little concerned. What about approving other groups in the future? Come on, think about it. If they can pick and choose what they feel is acceptable or not acceptable, then the groups are going to get weaned out, aren't they? They're only going to have, boy, it's going to be boring because they're all going to be exactly the same, aren't they? No conversation. I guess you can't have debate clubs anymore. Anyway, they're going to go after the approval process again after the newly elected senators take their seats at the start of the next academic year. Now, interestingly enough, the vision statement adopted by the current crop of senators declares, you ready for this? In an effort to create a meaningful and relevant change at Drake University, where they've had all kinds of troubles, we, as student advocates and allies, strive to build a campus and a student senate that is more personally, politically, and culturally engaged. As long as you think our way. Isn't that what they're saying? As long as your views line up with our views, then you'll be personally, politically, and culturally engaged. They want to be proactive in creating a healthier climate for mind and body, transparent, and responsive in its actions. God, I can't go on with this. In other words, it's my way or no way, or you don't get a club. You either lean to the left, you either believe what we believe, you either print nothing that we're not in line with, or you don't get your club. Does that sound like real democracy to you? Because it does it to me. Oh, somebody just sent me this during the break because of the stories we were talking about tonight. They say the LA Times worries about unintended consequences of the Mexican flags being waved at the anti-Trump protest. You know, it's not an unintended consequence. They're so cocky now that they want to push us to accept whatever they have for us. Could you anti-Trump protesters please not display so many Mexican flags? You might not realize it, but you're only helping him. And you're right, they are only helping him. Because the LA Times reporter even said, look, you're making his case. I said this earlier before this story was sent to me. Trump is talking about all the illegals here and the problems they're causing and the entitlement they feel. So when you're out there protesting Donald Trump using American values, using the American Constitution to protest, which you can't do in Mexico, waving Mexican flags, do they realize how twisted that is? So, we won't get to it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen, tell your friends, your loved ones, your not-so-loved ones about the show. You can find it. You can find this and all the classic shows up at, come on, tell me. Let's do it together. TheRealSide.com. That's TheRealSide.com. And I've got my classic podcast. We've got a lot of good stuff up there. A lot of good writers up there. Don't let it go to waste. Get informed. Get engaged. Get involved. Have a great weekend. Don't do anything stupid. So I want you back here on Monday with me. Really, seriously. Enjoy the rest of your day.